Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to hopefully be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So what we saw yesterday was a little bit of a pay, a little bit of a pause, and we've got a little bit of a mixed market signal. The day finished very much in line with our expectations from the outset, which was kind of risk. It was kind of mixed nature with this sort of mildly risk on bullish dynamic in the background. Now, it was ironic that in the end, global equity markets actually rolled over to the downside, which implies a little bit of a risk off trade. But we certainly saw that risk on trade play out, and it is still playing out in the US dollar. So a slightly mixed backdrop, something we did spend a bit of time talking about yesterday. In terms of, you know, we're in the process of a pullback, and that pullback can extend much, much higher. So as a result, a few trades we got into yesterday, I think we're still in one of them, was done with smaller risk and smaller exposure because of that reason. And now what that does is presents us with hopefully opportunities to be selling at much higher prices. So we'll see how today's trading day plays out, but certainly mixed across the board. We don't really have that much sentiment and signals from the bond markets either. They're still heavily inverted bond yields, which we'll have a look at in just a second. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management and also trade psychology, all very important factors when it comes to trading financial markets. And we discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms in a very practical sense. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, being patient as well. Okay, so let's start with Forex calendar, which is so today now is Thursday the 25th, so even this week is moving pretty quickly. Still not 100%, guys, so do bear with me if you can. Okay, so Thursday the 25th, bit of a bank holiday for the New Zealand, Australian economy, and in Italy as well. So this afternoon, and this is why we were willing to get into some of the trades yesterday. No major movement on durable goods orders. Today we've got advanced GDP. Now, it's expected to be relatively strong. We'll see if it comes in above or below expectations. Unemployment claims still seems pretty static around that sort of 212, 214 level. So let's see what that comes in as. So I think it's a case of positive news, negative price action, or potentially negative news, positive price action. And it all goes back to Fed decision-making around rates. So let's just put some sort of understanding around it. If GDP disappoints and actually growth is worse than expected, we'd probably expect a bit of a rally across the equity markets and a bit of risk on. Largely because the Fed might be more encouraged to start cutting rates, which the market's been pricing out for the last few weeks. So keep that in mind. Also, if the economy is stronger than 2.5%, don't forget this is quarter on quarter, then we might see a bit of selling. So good news, negative response expected. Bad news, positive response. So it's good news, bad news, bad news, good news. But we will keep tabs on that as the day unfolds. So we were actually anticipating for this data to be mildly positive today. There was nothing really to move markets yesterday. And just to let you know about tomorrow, we've got two major events. We'll hear from the BOJ, and we'll also have core PCE price index numbers, which is the Fed's preferred inflation data. So Again, we're going to see if that comes in line with expectations above or below. It'd be an important feature for tomorrow's trading. Okay, worth looking at the yen. So we mentioned we've got a little bit of a mixed backdrop, and that's pretty much where we're at. So if you look at markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ, you can see we have a bearish candlestick, which suggests weakness, a little bit of weakness in crude oil as well. But if you look at the dollar pairs, a little bit more indecisive. And in fact, you know, since last night's close, we've kind of rallied a little bit. So the euro dollar and the pound dollar have strengthened. Sorry, the euro and the pound have strengthened quite considerably against the US dollar. But we're still in that little pullback phase. So we have the potential for these markets to actually rally a lot higher, potentially up to the 108 level, 107.80, something like that. And that will be the next opportunity to start selling. So we're not trying to sell every little whim. We're just trying to sell around important levels. And that's what we were trying to do yesterday. But as you can see, the mixed nature of this market has kind of weakened the dollar in probably preparation to today's GDP numbers and tomorrow's inflation numbers. So we're getting that resilience in the euro dollar, pound dollar, having broken those important levels. We're now pulling back. So short term, probably a little bit of upside, slightly more medium term. We are expecting new lows at some point. So that hasn't really changed. Gold is a little bit of an indecisive market, really. Doesn't really seem keen on selling, but also doesn't really seem interested in buying. So we're in this sort of strange phase at the minute. And crude oil has to deal with the ongoing conflict in the Middle East as well. So that's going to bear out in that. It's interesting to see in the S&P 500 and also the NASDAQ, we've got a bit of a gap lower, a small gap lower. So we would be filling that gap, which it looks like we have done. And now we'll see if we get further momentum to the downside. So a mixed dynamic if you compare the indices to the dollar. If we were risk off, which we are in the indices, you'd expect the dollar to strengthen, and it hasn't done. So so the Dow Jones, if this rolls over, that could be an opportunity to start selling. We're kind of waiting for that pullback to play out. Same thing in the German market. If this rolls over, that could be interesting. And the Nikkei. Right, so we did pull back into resistance, and now we're attempting its move. The big news, really, about the yen is that we are selling quite aggressively going into tomorrow's BOJ. Look at that, the euro yen. Technically, it's a buy trade, but when you have the fundamentals behind the yen the way we do, and this is what the BOJ kind of warned against, we want to see what the response is from the BOJ. And at the minute, the response is nothing, absolutely nothing. So just be careful of that going forward. In terms of the rest of the dollar is looks like we are selling off somewhat. Again, our expectations for the dollar to start strengthening. We've got the dollar CAD. We were saying yesterday about potential for this market to drop even lower. The Aussie dollar has kind of rallied up to these levels again. So we'll see if we get further opportunities. The New Zealand dollar, if we can't sell around this level, which is the way it is, then we'd be looking to sell at slightly higher prices. So the dollar and the equity markets are currently kind of upside down at the minute with a very, very weak yen going into the BOJ, which is quite interesting in its own right. Commodities, lack of clarity, and then we're back to the equity markets. So unfortunately, we have to kind of call it as it is, which is kind of a mixed backdrop. We don't really have that mild risk-on market condition because we're seeing the equity markets, you know, weaken. So I think in terms of a summary, I think we're just talking about mixed market conditions. So those sell trades, those dollar buy trades, you know, haven't really worked to any great extent. Do we have a, we wouldn't be looking to get into the short term dollar weakness trade. Certainly US oil, we're going to keep our options open. I think what we're looking for is further weakness in global indices. So looking at, we look at the DAX, we look at the excuse me, we'll have a look at the US equities to see if they continue to roll over to the downside. We'll also have a look at the Nikkei as well, see if that's worth doing. Just be mindful of tomorrow's BOJ when it comes to the end. So far this week, this market has just been in this kind of pullback phase and it's still interested in pulling back. So we could look for further weakness in the global indices markets, but we would like to keep all other options open. So whether we buy or sell the dollar, we want to keep that optionality available to ourselves, not necessarily need to be overly committal. The dollar is continuing to weaken. A lot of those dollar pairs are still pulling back. Allow it to pull back. And then once we get sort of a bit more clarity on that, we'll be able to pull the trigger. Okay then, guys. So, good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us, as always. So, in today's trade plan, we're looking at mixed market conditions. So, take that away, please. Further weakness in the global industry markets, unfortunately. And we'll see if we get an opportunity to get into those trades. And everywhere else, we would like to keep all other options open. I think that's probably a fair position for us going into an important afternoon. And see with US growth numbers coming out and then tomorrow's inflation numbers coming out. All right, guys, I've just posted that there into the chat box. Listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. We're still focused on the hawkish Fed narrative, higher inflation until that begins to change. So let's see how we get on. So on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Apologies, I've still got this sort of head cold, which is not leaving me all week. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 a month. For more information, please just go to thelivetraderoom.com and feel free to connect with us through our website. Great stuff, guys. Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you guys in the next room. So we'll speak to you soon. Great stuff. See you next time. Take care. Bye for now.